Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Replacement theology, which is growing among Christians, is a demonic theology. That's the headline. In one moment, David James will join me to give us more information about this false theology.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let's talk about replacement theology. What do we mean by that term, and why is it something that we need to be concerned about?
Well, in its most simple understanding, it would be the idea that the church has replaced Israel in God's program, and therefore national Israel no longer has a place, meaning that God will not be restoring national Israel to a place. Jerusalem will not be the capital and the center of God's program on the earth, which also means for many of them, they do not believe that Jesus Christ will be returning to set up a 1,000-year kingdom. We call it the millennial kingdom, with headquarters in Jerusalem and the rebuilt temple. Israel does have a future in God's program. They would say that they don't accept the idea of replacement theology.
How should we respond to the idea of replacement theology from a biblical perspective, which I believe is key?
Well, it goes back to, we understand the Bible using a literal, grammatical, historical hermeneutic, and this goes down to taking God at His word and looking at the faithfulness of God, and especially as it connects with the covenants that God made with His chosen people, Israel, His chosen people, through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, beginning in Genesis chapter 12, God made certain promises to Abraham as He raised up a new nation that had never existed before, the nation of Israel, through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And He made seven promises, and those included a land, it's a piece of real estate, that there would be blessing, that the Redeemer would come through this nation. We know that Jesus was born of the seed of David, of the tribe of Judah, and He is the Savior of all men, both Jew and Gentile. God repeated those promises to Isaac and Jacob. They were confirmed to Moses in the land covenant, and more things were said about that in Deuteronomy 28 and 29 and 30. And then the Davidic covenant, 2 Samuel 7, which we see is an eternal covenant. God will give Israel and the Jewish people rest from their enemies. And then Jeremiah 31 and Ezekiel 36, where God says that He's making a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. And so it goes down to the faithfulness of God, which promises that Israel will have a place in God's program, and the church will come alongside Israel in the millennial kingdom as the bride of Christ.
David James with the biblical explanation of replacement theology. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Bible reveals to every student of the Word of God that God made four covenants with the Jewish people, and these covenants cannot be broken. God must keep His promises to the Jewish people as well as to Christians. All prophetic promises in His Word will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...